Hello, and welcome to Put People First Radio. Put People First Radio tells the untold stories of everyday people in Vermont and reports on their struggles to organize for a government that puts people and the planet first. In this episode, we'll hear about this year's legislative kickoff at the State House. Stay tuned.
Do we want to be? What legacy do we want our future generations to remember us by? Today, we are unveiling our plan to win health and dignity this 2014 legislative session.
Paid sick leave is one piece of everyone's right to a dignified workplace.
Our elected representatives have to adopt a new approach to addressing unmet human need in Vermont. We call on them to adopt a people's budget.
We need the right to organize. Early educators need legislation here in Vermont that will guarantee us the fundamental right to come together and negotiate for ourselves and the families that we serve.
We have gathered here from all over the state today to hold our legislators accountable to our health and dignity in Vermont.
On Tuesday, January 7th, more than 100 people from across Vermont packed the State House in Montpelier to kick off the 2014 legislative session. The day began with a rally and press conference led by leaders of organizations such as Green Mountain Self-Advocates, AFSCME, AFT Vermont, and the Vermont Workers Center, who spoke about winning our human right to dignified work by passing paid sick day legislation this year.
We're standing here in the Cedar Creek Room on the first day of the legislative session, the time when we each have an opportunity to really influence our legislators and exercise the power of the people that is inherent in a democracy.
I would like to ask for everyone's support of the paid sick leave bill and for a healthier Vermont. The paid sick leave bill will extend paid sick leave to an estimated 60,000 members of the Vermont workforce. At the moment, these workers are currently forced to make a very difficult choice: their health, or their economic stability.
We all want to live with dignity, provide for our families, and be able to get what we need. Yet many of us across the state, like myself, work multiple jobs and are struggling to meet our fundamental needs. This is the year to make paid sick days available for all workers. Paid sick days and having a livable wage are key to creating a standard of dignity in our workplace. It's crucial that our elected officials support Work with Dignity this year.
To start the press conference, members delivered over 2,000 paid sick day petitions to legislators to show the commitment to healthy communities and dignified work and the urgency to pass paid sick days this year. Along with paid sick days, leaders also spoke about supporting Vermont early educators in forming a union, continuing to move forward with universal health care in Vermont, and developing a people's budget that meets everyone's fundamental needs.
In too many ways, Vermont's General Assembly has failed to satisfy its obligation to respect, protect, and fulfill the human rights of the people of Vermont. The most basic measure of unmet need in Vermont is the number of people living in poverty, which has increased for the last 8 years. The gap between the rich and the rest of us is getting wider. Our elected representatives have to adopt a new approach to addressing unmet human need in Vermont. We call on them to adopt a people's budget.
We can show others that we are still leading the way and that we can still turn the tide of health care and shift from insurance to care. We don't want health insurance, we want health care. And through the coming year, let's revive, restate, and recommit ourselves to health and dignity for all. Let us proclaim to others that health care is a public good and a human right in the state of Vermont.
Early Educators United is committed to ensuring quality, affordable, early education for all Vermont families, and also to ensuring that our providers are treated with respect and paid fairly for the important work that they do. As early educators, we are very connected to children and parents and are experts in the needs of low-income working families. Providing us a seat at the table when policies are being discussed will benefit both the state and the families we serve. We need the right to organize. Early educators need legislation here in Vermont that will guarantee us the fundamental right to come together and negotiate for ourselves and the families that we serve.
Following the rally and press conference, Governor Shumlin spoke to the House and Senate Health Care Committees on how to move forward with universal health care in Vermont. Governor Shumlin spoke about the problems with the current insurance marketplace, Vermont Health Connect, and spoke about how to move forward with Vermont's transition to a universal health care system, which was passed into law in 2011 after years of grassroots organizing through the Health Care as a Human Right campaign.
Vermonters know that real health care reform is much more than a website. We also know that it's much more than the Affordable Care Act. Because despite some of the improvements created by the federal law, we still have real fundamental problems in America's healthcare system. It is still a teetering patchwork of payers, providers, and consumers that costs too much for too many and fails to cover everybody. I have never been more convinced of the need to keep moving forward. I have never been more certain that we're on the right path. And I've never been more committed to ushering in America's first universal, affordable, publicly financed healthcare system right here in Vermont.
This legislative session, through passing paid sick day legislation, supporting Vermont early educators in forming a union, developing a people's budget that meets everyone's fundamental needs, and continuing to work toward a universal healthcare system in Vermont, together we will win health and dignity for the people of Vermont.
To our elected and appointed officials, we ask, what kind of person will you be this year? Will you be on the right side of history by taking the steps for the rights of all people? As we come together and work for real change, you must be accountable to the people.
Put People First Radio is a project of the People's Media Project. For more information, go to www.workerscenter.org/media.